Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on patient Rhonda Ramsey, date of birth 3/2/1967, date of procedure January 19, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Golter, Dio, referring physicians, Philip Hardy. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy. Indication is weight loss, comma, dyspepsia, comma, blood in the stool, comma, anemia, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained. Period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, which among other all signs of patient grade. Patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, and monitored anesthesia care period. I will lubricate the limbus video gastroscope, is introduced into the esophagus and advance into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examinations made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum stomach, T-junction, esophagus period, or retroflex is obtained in the cardiac period. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period, the patient was then turned on in left lateral position. Period, digital rectal exam was normal. Period, a well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum in advance into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penicillar or bacilli cecal valve and confluence of the folds. Period. The terminal ileum was also intubated and evaluated. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileum cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum. Period. Retroflex was obtained at the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score was 7,2-3-2. Period. The patient survived the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal metasophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was regulated at 37 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema with erosive gastritis in the antrum. Comma, biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2, comma, the ampulla appeared normal period. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line. Boston bowel prep score was 7,2-3-2, graded as a good prep. Next line. The terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line. There were two hepatic flexure polyps. One was approximately 10 millimeters in size, sessile, and removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. The other was approximately 8 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy with sessile. Period. Next line, there was a approximately 7 millimeter descending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was diverticulosis. Next line, grade 1 internal hemorrhoids were noted on retroflexion. Next line, plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend recall colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, recommend trial of famotidine 20 milligrams BID as patient reports she cannot tolerate PPI therapy. Next line, given weight loss, would recommend discussion of chest and abdominal and pelvic imaging. And period. Next line, given anemia, may warrant a pill cam for further evaluation. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, recommend high-fiber diet and good water intake with fiber supplements as needed. Next line, avoid NSAIDs.